did that. That was like the first time I quit Kratom.
Yeah.
Was because of one of those nights where I like had some and laid back some red. And I remember being like, I felt my heartbeat slow down and stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
if I just never wake up, that's, I guess that's life.
Yeah. It's kind of dangerous like, to get into that mindset, but yeah.
Yeah. It like drains your anxiety to the point where you're just like, well, this is scary, but not really, whatever. I talk to a guy at work.
You lack the basic like human survival instinct all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to say I talk to a guy at work. I could just say I talk to Mitch. Cause you know who that is. But yeah, I talked to him and he's just like, oh yeah, that's heroin. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, yeah. That's when it really hit me. Like, oh, so I took a break from it for a while. Cause that scared the shit out of me. So I'm going to lower my doses. I don't want to be getting into that mindset.
Yeah. But yeah, one of these days I'm just going to try a 2-week quit period, but I don't want to right now.
Yeah. It's fucking,
it's delicious.
It's a thing. It's
good stuff. Especially now that I have like an actually good strain. I wish I had just not ordered it and let myself run out kind of at this point. But that being said, I want to be able, if like, to have it and then quit. I think there's something more to be said about that.
Yeah. If you want, I could like hop on the phone with you and just call you a pussy if you're ever craving it and be like, you fucking put what you can't quit, Kratom, yeah. You fucking pussy.
That would be helpful.
I want to be an AA sponsor that just does that. What, you fucking need booze, fucking retard?
Yeah, actually, that's fun. I like that idea. When I quit or when I go through my like 2-week period, I'll let you know.
Shame and you.
You should, just telephone call me literally every day. It doesn't have to be forever.
I can do that. You know,
like, just a few minutes and just like call me a bitch or a pussy or fag or whatever.
Yeah.
Or we can just chat, you know, and then you can remind
we can
me.
Just be friends.
Yeah, we can be pals on the phone, I guess. That could work too.
But
I'll know that you're calling because of Kratom, and then at least knowing that you have to check up on me like that is going to shame me to the point where I won't take it.
Yeah, because shit like that genuinely helps. See, the worst case for me was I went through it when my parents were on vacation. So I had nowhere to go, no one to talk to. And that was a mistake. I did make it through, but at least I could do that. Yeah. I'd be like, dude, I'm a bigger pussy than you and you can't stop, you fucking pussy. That's all that.
Yeah.
Because you're known for willpower. You're Thomas Willpower. So it's like, you got this, you fucking fag.
Yeah. Say we move on from the tragedy of Adam Kovic.
Yeah, let's get into some actual funny like podcast material.
Yeah, instead of this sad fucking reality that we're
this is how the podcast did. Starts is just us bummed, like, all right.
Yeah.
You didn't hear the fucking 3 hours of sad things before, yeah. The penises or the Cummings videos.
Where I start the episode, then just know that we're very sad.
That we have seen so much come.
Oh my god. Just
use your imagination.
Could you tell me this? Because the only really load that I know is mine and porn stars and Adams just now. What in comparison to that load that you saw, like especially standing up and just jerking off, do you see loads like that? Like that big?
But
I've never come. Really? God damn,
yeah.
Dude. When I jerk off, like when I fuck, I can pop some pretty thick custard. But jerking off, I've never been able to get a load anywhere near that big, honestly.
Yeah,
my loads are abysmal jerking off.
I could get loads that big jerking off and stuff. My thing about the whole thing is, first of all, his penis looks so stupid. Get it circumcised. I'm only making this joke because I know that you were.
Yes, I did. I had that dilemma and got myself circumcised.
Yeah, but
silly.
I had to first get past that. First, I'm like, this is someone I kind of know, and I'm seeing his penis. First, I got through the anteater side of it, but how it's tipped upright, not fully hard. Like, it seemed half hard.
Yeah.
It's tipped at his face, and then it just starts pooling in his hand. That's the only thing to me. And then either you have a pool like that, or you shoot across the room. Those are the two options. But for him to have both at the same time where he pools, and then all of a sudden, boom, it hits the wall.
Yeah, dude, it fucking flew.
You had both reactions in your penis?
Yeah, I don't. That's a good point. I don't understand how he came that much when he wasn't even, like, fully hard. It didn't seem like he was at full mast.
Well, and the shooting motion is like when you first start peeing, like you've been holding it in, you first start peeing, that's when it's the most powerful, the moment it shoots out. But he already relieved so much pressure with that first initial cum, so much cum came out. So like, where's the
third
pressure
spurt
that launched it?
Third spurt was the fucking, the rocket launcher. Crazy.
Like, pressure wasn't built up, dude. You released, fucking... But yeah, I'd say load size, all right, but the technique and the stupid penis.
Yeah.
I got no words.
Yeah. Anyhow, finally moving on from this subject. I've got a couple, like, standalone videos here. You remember Metro Sonic, right?
Yeah, Black Ninja.
The Black Autist who did that selfie video of himself rolling in a skateboard. He has this little quick video of crazy skateboard stunts and epic fails. We already know what his intro looks like.
I just now read the title. That is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. So I got this just to work Metro Sonic back in. But the real main event for me was the second video I have queued up. I also have just this channel queued up, Ellie Space.
Yes.
Are you seeing this? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? How fucking great is this?
Oh my God, you have to see. Happy birthday thing. I love when people do fucking clip art shit.
So this is going to be fun. This we might get to. Fenny actually told me about this video she watched like a week ago called Creating Rem Lazar.
Rem Lazar!
You've seen that?
Dude, fucking Rem Lazar. I can't find Rem Lazar, though, the movie.
Dude, it's on YouTube in total.
The
or
full
at least,
movie.
I watched it like a few days ago on YouTube. It's only 48 minutes, I think.
You know who discovered this? Rem Lazar? Red Ooh. Letter Media, the thing I keep recommending to you. They have that entire thing where just watch weird B-movie VHS tapes people send in, and they go through garbage and garbage, and then every so often they find a gem like Rem Lazar.
That was very special, that movie. I'd like to watch it with you at some point, actually. I think that's a short watch. It's like 48 minutes.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
All for it.
Can't do it right now, but...
Yes, that's very true. I'm so excited.
I could give you a little sneak peek. This is all the... It's a musical. The whole thing's a musical. And so
I saw
a lot
of the music numbers, but I haven't seen the thing in full because I watched their episode talking about it.
It is, yeah. It's constant garbage music. Oh my God, it's so frustrating. It's fun. This one is... I'm going to just play you a little bit. Just listen to the lyrics. Listen,
and it's straight up like a pedophile. It's a man that just arrives in their imagination.
Oh my,
and he's
dude,
trying to fuck them.
It is so much like a it's like the, oh my God, dude. Yeah, I just thought of something. I don't want to like spoil anything, actually. Well, I guess you've seen a big portion of it.
Yeah.
Probably on the video. But there's a moment where the evil villain is just like a Power Ranger style face superimposed onto reality. Stretching and pixelated and with a wacky campy voice.
Yeah.
And at one point the kids and Rem Lazar, they go to the Twin Towers, and it's like very focused on in the movie, and then the evil face appears like in front of the Twin Towers. And I couldn't stop laughing at the idea of him being the reason for 9/11. Him doing fucking 9/11.
Just a scrunchy face bad effect.
It tickled me so much. But
don't they have to build him and send him back to his planet or something?
For Rem Lazar, they build him out of like mannequin parts, and then like fucking Frosty the Snowman, they put like an amulet on him in order to wake him up.
Yeah.
And then he just becomes their best pal, and at the end, dude, he fucking takes them to the woods.
Don't spoil it.
Okay, yeah. All right.
It's been just long enough since I've watched Red Letter Media where like these things are popping back into my brain, but I have a really bad memory, so it's perfect. Let me just forget it all, and then we'll watch it in full.
Okay.
Which I haven't done.
We'll watch a little bit of this.
Oh, yeah, the hospital hallways. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Check out the fucking chorus of this song. when I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming of a dream.
Yuck.
Listen to his voice, too. So lazy. When I'm dreaming, yeah. I'm dreaming of a dream.
I'm dreaming, of a dream. What are you looking at? It's white walls.
Fucking. I like this part too. Fucking Remlazar himself. Following him down the the foggy fucking hallway.
That needs to be a wrestler, that guy in that costume.
Oh, hell yes. Blue mullet, too. I mean, come on.
The name's awesome. Like, Remlazar.
Yeah, dude.
This would be his opening theme when he comes out. Crowd of people is this terrible song.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, fuck the Avengers. Fuck Marvel. Make a Remlazar movie. Wait, one more time. Check out that flat note. Fucking brutal.
Chum. Yeah. He walks so wrong. It's like they, like, yeah, go back.
His arms are so straight.
Here, go back a little bit. Doesn't it look like they imposed some other kid's lower half on top of a different kid's top half? They don't look correct.
He's like segmented right in the middle.
He's edited together.
Move your arms.
Stop looking up.
Look at his fucking arms straight down.
He could be just stepping on mine and have no idea.
So, you know.
Like the way he takes that corner.
Like
he's
fucking 12.
Like an autism.
I mean, 12 of these songs. It's crazy. Autism. I mean, look at all these. Yeah. Yeah, he's like high functioning autistic, this kid.
I wonder if Fanny watches Red Letter Media then, because like they discovered that and then Sharp-Edged Weapons, which if you haven't seen that, I'd love to watch that with you, because I have not watched it, but I watched their review of it, and that's like their number one. That's, they always talk about that being their the best thing they've ever found.
No, I have not seen that. Yeah, here it is, full movie.
Bada awesome. Bing.
So I'll favorite this. One of these days we'll check it out. When did Red Letter Media make their review?
Go back. Oh no, it says right there, best of the worst, Wheel of the Worst 18, so that one.
A year ago. Okay. Yeah, Fenny told me about it like last week. So maybe she has like a friend who watches it, or she herself has been into
it. It's right up her alley. They just watch fucking garbage every single week.
Hell yeah. Yeah, she told me about this, and I told her about Robot in the Family as an exchange of garbage movies. And I warned her not to watch it, or she might get brain cancer, but she seems determined to watch it.
It's just unbearable.
Yeah. Thanks for that recommendation. That was fucking, it really was just unbearable. It's the best word for it. It was so unenjoyable. Just loud fucking chaos. Awful. But anyway, and then Uncle Rod G. This is something special that might lead into a rabbit hole. Like a real...
Oh, yes.
Like, I went maybe two steps into the rabbit hole, and I'm like, I have to save this for JY. JY Perfect. Needs to be a part of this.
That's the way to do it. Just get a taste and go, yes. Yeah. And even though you're tempted to watch more, just be like, no, we got to watch this live.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to get my opinions unrecorded. Anyhow.
First off, everything about this. Is that a blank deck? Like a blank skateboard deck? There's no graphic on it.
Yeah.
It's like a color of garbage.
He's got like all the hallmarks of a guy who maybe just started skateboarding pretty late in life. I wouldn't be surprised if he picked this up like a few weeks ago or a month ago. Just based on like the video, what I watched of it, right away he's like, he's kind of like a woo boy off camera, be like, oh, when a guy like does an ollie, maybe an ollie. So
he's got fucking basketball shoes, terrible socks, the shorts are too short, a Capcom shirt.
Yeah.
Holding your board like an idiot.
He is
nerd.
A next level black nerd.
All
maybe
right.
One of the best. Here he goes. Oh, yeah.
He can't ride. Learn to ride before you try Epic Trick.
Epic fails.
Tighten your trucks, idiot.
Look at him go. He's not even pushing off.
He's smiling. He just had a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, he had the same face as like a 7-year-old girl who just got her training wheels off her bicycle.
Is he going to ollie this kid now?
Dude, he is not going to do fuck all, but he's going to take someone else doing it.
Oh, so that was just him showing also skate.
Yeah. He's he filmed enough to let people know he's able to skateboard.
Oh,
is he gonna make it? Is he gonna make? Oh, he did! He did! Successful! Yeah, he's infuriating.
Oh, and the way it's recorded, dude, he recorded it at least properly, but then in editing, he like cut it down 3 times smaller and forgot to stretch it or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
I forgot what causes this, but yeah, he forgot to stretch it back out.
Yeah, this is, it seems absurdly downsampled. If it's the technology's fault, then there's no, even the worst iPhone, I don't think, has a resolution this low.
Oh no, yeah, since the screen's smaller, it should look really crisp.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, so he really did it, guys.
Like how he can't even look into the camera either. He's so autistic that he can't even make eye contact with technology.
Dude, my neighbor is this. I want you to meet my neighbor. And he,
I got it, dude.
My neighbor is obsessed with Sonic. There's something about Sonic and autism, because look at Chris Chan. This guy, yeah, my neighbor. I'll call him Ruskell.
Yeah, Ruskell.
It's all Sonic. He wears Sonic hats, Sonic backpack, Sonic sweatshirt. He has actual hedgehogs. Like,
and has
there's
an
hedgehog. Obsession with Sonic that I don't understand with the auteurs.
I wonder, what do you think would be best if I were to meet him? Do I also try to do my best autism impression?
Please do.
And try to be like part of it?
Yeah, because he won't know you, so he can't. Dude, it would be the best if he goes, why are you acting retarded? Like, if he called you out, I want that more than anything.
Oh, hell yeah. I think that would be the funniest.
And then you go, why are you acting retarded? And then you guys, you've been retarded for far. You're retarded for further and far.
We have to, like, I think the best thing to do also would be to, like, somehow get him in front of a camera, like, trick him into doing a gameplay video with us or something.
Dude,
so that we have his consent to film him, and then we do it. So we have, like, actual physical evidence of what he is.
We have the same brain because I already, he came over the one day, and I'm like, dude, you love Sonic. Are you good at it? Of course, I was trying to just get his goat. I'm like, are you any good at it? He's like, I can play every Sonic. I'm the best at all Sonic. And so I'm like, well, I'll put on Sonic 2. He's like, well, I haven't played this in like a decade. Well, he didn't say decade because he doesn't know that. It's like 8 years or something. Gave him the controller. It was like watching a computer program play a fucking game. It was precise and insane. My mind was blown. And he's like, all right, I collected all the super gems. They're called something like super gems. I had never known Sonic has super gems. Like, if you collect 8 super gems, you go to another world, and it's like a 3-dimensional world in Sonic 2. I had no idea there's a 3D world in Sonic 2.
Damn.
And he was doing this, and just by the books, he's like giving me just every detail about how this game is beat. And you know, he never read a game guide or learned from anyone. He just wrote the game guide in his head from playing.
By rote, he fucking just hammered away at it like a speedrunner 17,000 times.
Oh.
Damn.
And I thought how great this would be if I could just record him playing this and just mumbling. I'll be like, I want to record a gameplay and I want you to put it up because you're like the best player I've ever seen and everyone needs to see how good you are.
Oh my
God,
dude.
Okay, I could tell everyone how good I am about this. And
dude,
I wouldn't even talk to him.
Hook, line, and sinker. Would love it.
And he just talks to himself. So as he's leaving, you hear him rambling as he's walking across the street.
Perfect.
So I would just walk out of the room, hit record, walk out of the room for an hour.
You wind him up and you let him go.
Yeah, every so often throw a loaf of bread at him to get him a little mad. And then fucking just wander back out here and you'll just hear like, fucking bread with the Sonic.
Yeah, agitate him somehow. And then get his hedgehog on camera too. You got to have him next to his hedgehog playing Sonic.
He's got a little fucking backpack, like how a hot girl has a little dog in their purse. He has one of those for his hedgehog.
Yeah.
So when you usually see him, he has him around its back, like hidden. He'll be like, you want to see my hedgehog? And I'm like, no, not really. And he's like, doesn't matter. He's like, fucking just swings his backpack around and whips that thing out.
Yeah.
Dude, this is the best.
Your answer doesn't matter at all. He's going to show you the hedgehog.
This is the best. He's so autistic. It's like mind blowing. He showed up when we were having our garage sale, and there's these old ladies outside. They had never met him. And immediately when you meet someone like that, you try to be kind to them. Because yeah. It's like, oh, they definitely had something happen in their life. They need whatever. He's a different type of breed. I've seen him meet a lot of people because he's a guy in town.
Sure.
And he annoys people so unbelievably fast. Good people. Like my uncle is a pastor. And my uncle's just like, no. Get. Like,
supposed
fucking
to have
done with it.
Patience and tolerance for everyone. But still.
I just watched one person after another with after 1 minute of him just being like, oh, yeah. Because
oh,
he just
yes.
rambles at lightning speeds. But then he's like, you want to see my hedgehog? And they're like, no, we're fine. And he just grits them anyways, comes back. So they're standing there and he just takes the cage and tips it forward and all yeah. the shit rolls out of it. So just a bunch of little nuggets of fucking hedgehog shit rolls out onto the table where they have the money box and oh. onto their chairs. Oh. And he doesn't ask or apologize to clean it up. He just walks away. He just dumped hedgehog shit on their things and then left. And then he came back and he had a little, he has an Easter egg full of quills. Every time one of his hedgehogs loses a quill, he saves it in a big Easter egg.
Oh my God.
And he brought it back and was showing off the Easter egg and shaking it in people's ears. And then he took one out and he was asking people, you want to be poked by it? And they would say no and he'd still try to poke them. And that's when my Uncle Chuck was like, get, you're not poking me with that. Get.
Oh, fuck, fucking, that's so funny.
Just trying to poke yeah. old people he doesn't know with quills.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
I definitely got to meet him. We got to film something with him. That sounds
so
incredible. What? But, by the way, is his hedgehog named Sonic?
No.
I knew it. I knew it was going to be frustrating. It's probably Philip or Terrence or some fucking...
Dude, you've so nailed it. I forgot the names, but they're just human names, and it's so obnoxious.
I bet.
Like
I
Dakota
bet.
And Tom and Jenny.
Chadwick, fucking Benjamin.
Oh, it's so infuriating. Yes, because yeah. that was the first joke I made was like, let me guess. Or I think I said something like, must be weird because you can't name them all Sonic. Do you have like Sonic 1, 2, 3? Because he has yeah. four of them or something.
Oh, fuck.
And he goes, no, I don't have any other Sonic. No, I never told you this. Oh, God, I forgot all about it. Because this was like right. a year ago. I asked him about that. I said they're probably named Sonic. And he goes, no, I'll get in trouble. That's copyright. So someone at some point, like, because his grandma's like really overbearing and just tries to scare him away from everything. She must have said something like, you're going to get sued if you name him Sonic. And so that's stuck in his head. And he just goes, that's copyright. I can't. And it's just like, I just let it go. I was not going to try to explain to him like,
oh,
no.
That's so fucking funny. His grandma trolled him.
So he didn't name it Sonic because he thought he'd get in trouble with the cops. Because his
he
grandma
still
is crazy
does.
Too. Yeah.
He thinks the DeSoto police are going to kick in his door. They find out his fucking shitty hedgehog is named Sonic.
Dude, oh, I used awesome. That to my advantage, too. I totally read him and read right through him. So he has this weird thing with my pets, and that's why I stopped letting him in. Because he'd try to molest my dogs, and he'd talk about their genitals,
Oosh.
And it got so fucking obnoxious.
Yoosh.
And if you want to see me snap on him, the moment, like, so the last three times I've seen him, we were outside for a garage sale, and I had my dogs there when he showed up, so I couldn't do much.
Yeah.
But right away, he started talking about my dog Ellie's and sucklers, he calls them, nipples, which
yeah.
is so disgusting hearing
sucklers.
Him say suckler.
He's talking about your dog. Oh, dude, that's so, like,
dude,
feels like violating.
It's my kid. Like, I get fucking cornered and I get angry. But
yeah.
he did it this time, and I've yelled at him before for it. Like, I let it go a couple times, and I go, dude, you can't do that. And then the one time, I thought I did a good job because I'm like, okay, his grandma scares him into telling him the cops are going to arrest him. So the one time, I'm like... Dude, if you even joke about trying
Ooh.
To have sex with animals,
yeah.
you go to jail for, like, life. And that, not the good type of jail. I just made it sound terrifying. I just went on a whole spiel about how he'll be, like, basically raped. And
Brilliant.
Fucking they won't feed him because he raped a dog. So it
Great
scared
move.
Him for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he came back this time, and it's been, like, a year, and he started talking about the nipples. And in front of everyone, we're out on the picnic table there, and I'm like, stop talking about sexual stuff with my dogs. Dogs
Sucklers.
Are for petting. Ugh. And I'm just trying to explain, like, he's a kid. I'm like, dogs are for petting. When you see my dog, you can pet my dog. Don't talk about their genitals. You are the only person that talks about dog genitals. It's weird. Stop it, Russell. And he's just like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
He's a fucking...
That's the nice thing about autistic people. you can be as brusque and rude with them as they are with everybody else, because that's just normal behavior to them.
It does not offend them. The best rule, I've been around him enough, the best rule of thumb, treat them like a dog. And it genuinely works. Like the time he wouldn't leave, he kept digging. I just went, get. And I kept saying that until he just fucking wandered out and he was going, blah, 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 blah. And he's like mumbling. And I just swooed him or shooed him out of the building. And he just walked out and kind of turned around like, and wandered off into the sunset. You just treat him like a dog.
And you don't have to worry about censoring anything you say in front of them. You just literally, whatever thought comes to their head is going to come out of their mouth. So like, you can do the same thing. That's kind of nice.
You can't offend them.
It's a very free feeling. But yeah, that's awesome. I would love to act like Rain Man and have a conversation with the dog rapist.
Dude, no. The whole time, do autism. Can you do autistic African man? Can you combine
those two? African accent? Hello.
Oh my.
My name is Sonjo and Kaleha. Why are you here in front of my face? I want to smack you. Take your stupid hedgehog out of here. Get away from me, or I shall call the police and tell them you named your hedgehog Sonic. They will arrest you for life.
I don't love his talk. Oh, I love that conversation.
Yeah.
You screaming at him in an African accent and him just mumbling nonstop.
Get away from me. Yeah, I love that. I'll be African guy. I'll just do a different.
Just switch. He won't even notice.
Yeah, cares. He's not
just halfway through switch, and he'll be like, "You're talking weird now." Just fucking ignore him.
Why are you talking like that? What does that mean? What are you doing? Yeah, yeah. I gotta meet this fella. But for now, we got Metro Sonic and his crazy skateboard tricks and stunts. Oh, yeah, check this out, buddy. You want to see a sick stunt?
This is an epic trick and stunt.
Oh!
Those aren't pull-ups.
Yeah.
Those aren't pull-ups. It's, you got to go all the way down.
Dude, yeah, right away, it fucking hurt me in my soul to see the awful, awful form. He's not even going down. He's definitely not doing a dead hang, but he's up there.
In the initial push-up, he just jumped up.
Yeah, he jumped up for the first. He didn't even get one pull-up. He jumped up and then just, like, kind of tilted back and forth a little bit.
Oh,
pissing me off. It's nothing.
You know this wasn't his idea too. Someone there was like picking out him and saying, "Let's see how many pull-ups you do, bro."
Oh fuck! I love the way he put his arms up there, like a cheerleader, like a little baby boy who just made their dad proud. One more time.
Oh god!
Love that, daddy.
Yay!
Uppa.
Is this him?
Yeah, it's him. Without his glasses, he looks like a different person. He's got some gray in his beard, too. I think this is like a 40-year-old man.
Dude, he looks like a Black Russell. Like, the features. Yeah? I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to give him a camera and say, just record your day and then give me the camera at the end of the day and let me take all the footage off.
Oh, my God. That would be brilliant.
It'd probably just be him jerking off in Funhouse offices.
Yeah. Yes. Get him to do that. You're basically making content for our podcast.
Is the screen weird for you?
Yeah. I don't know
how
what
did
the
he
fuck
fuck
this is.
This up?
Yeah, it seems impossible to fuck it up this like this. What the fuck?
This is so sad.
Yeah.
At least he's getting outside.
Yeah, you know. He's more of a social person than I am so far. Ooh.
None of these skaters are wearing masks.
Yeah, good for them. Socially conscious.
Ooh.
What you got? Oh, nice.
That's all. Oh my god, that laugh is so awesome.
There you go, dude. Fucking crazy skateboard stunts and epic fails. He's got a lot of comments on this, too. Like 28 likes, 0 dislikes. This has 62 views, this video.
Half the people that watched it commented.
28 likes and a 62 view video, and everybody is just...
half of the people.
I don't understand like how this happens. Does he have like a large family? How does he have so many friends? Because it's got to be people just in his life. He tells about his YouTube videos.
Eek, that was one crazy stunt. Cool stuff, sunglass man.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Please tell me that bitch has videos. She looks hot for that tiny little.
Skydiving in Paradise, California.
What do you got?
The logical. Oh, is it fucking karaoke? The logical song? That's Supertramp.
She seems like a hot chick. Yeah. Down in the bottom right, she looks. St. Patty's Day. Is she dumb? She's got to be stupid, right?
Let's hear.
She has to be stupid.
My St. Patty's Day
stupid.
At home.
This is the stupidest woman ever.
Who buys a snow globe for St. Patty's Day?
And who records a snow globe on St. Patty's Day?
Are you fucking kidding me with this broad? Oh, boy.
I want to hear her talk. Ew, dude, she's got to be also autistic, yes!
Oh, man. This is a subscribe. I guess she's all right.
That's why I want to see her have a conversation to the camera.
Ew, what the fuck is that? Oh, it's like green eggs.
Yeah, fucking idiot. Oh,
here we go. Talk!
Say fucking words. Bitch. Maybe she's mute. Maybe she's genuinely talking. Then we got a winner.
I would not be surprised if she was mute. Oh, boy.
Come on, bitch. Ew.
I mean, this is strange because I feel like women who use, what is this, Instagram?
Yeah, or Snapchat or something. Yeah.
I feel like they try to make themselves hotter. But she's going all in on this nasty-ass filter that makes her look like an idiot.
Dude, shit, look at her eyes. That's a dumb broad.
Yeah, something's wrong. Something's off.
Yeah, there's something about the thing that women are into when it comes to this shit that I just don't understand, and I am immediately turned off when a girl is into this type of shit.
Yeah.
There's a girl on my Facebook that, like, just she forwards people's like TikToks, like children's TikToks, where a children's like lip syncing a song and she like puts LOL and then forwards it. Like, you're 35 and you're watching little children lip sync shitty songs.
Oh, fuck.
Like, you're the worst human.
That's, I don't understand.
Oh, God,
why are you taking a picture? Yeah, this is, I feel like
she sucks.
She's not worth it, unfortunately. No.
You know how many men have said that about her?
Yeah.
This broad's not worth it.
Yeah, I think all of her videos are going to be like this. She's just being silly with Instagram. Wait a minute.
Oh, click on link below for collab video. Face mask fail. She looks...
Hey, guess what? I uploaded a new video. Not on my channel. Your girl, Charlie.
Oh my God! Channel, so sad.
Yeah.
Local YouTuber.
The crow's feet. It's like 14 people's crow's feet. It's like a bad Photoshop job.
Yeah. I could pack for a world tour with the bags under her eyes.
Universal Yums. I could survive on those crow's feet. Sleep, lady, once, and your eyes would heal.
Oof.
Jesus Christ.
Love you. You are awesome.
Oh my God, again, 32 comments. Sure.
Where's the collab? See this description? There's
nothing. I didn't hear a word she just said either.
Click on the link below for collab video. There's nothing there.
There's
not
too many of these people in the world.
Ay, caramba. All right, yeah. Check out the face mask fail.
Oh.
What the hell? Is she crying? Okay. Is she laughing?
Ugliest woman I've ever seen. I'm sorry to say.
Dude. Yeah, that's makeup is insane.
Look at that fucking face, man. Ugh. Yeah, makeup's a trick.
It's such a trick. This is one of the most severe tricks I've ever seen. That is, the makeup transforms her into a different human being. This is
someone's, like, elderly mom who's...
Yeah.
Some mix you don't know.
Yeah. This is like a lifelong bartender or like a barmaid a waitress at an Irish pub. That's what
this
she
is the like. Witch in fucking Snow White.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's actually pretty good. The nose, I think you got it.
The white glow. Yeah.
I can't tell if she's laugh crying or just crying.
I must be sensitive.
Hopefully you don't listen to us talking about you if you're
sensitive. Oh boy, yeah. It looks like
you
a stretched
fucking bitch.
It looks like a condom, a face condom. Right? It looks like latex.
Yes.
Calm down.
What is the point of what she has on her face? Just pour fucking cum glue on your nose and rip it off? Is that the challenge nowadays? Yeah. I don't know what kids are into.
Yeah.
Cum on your nose, let it sit for 3 weeks, and then rip it off really fast on camera.
The face cum cry camera challenge.
The face cum week long cry rip off challenge. Yeah, fuck this whore.
Yeah, I hate her.
I'd rather put cum on her face than watch her take it off.
Yeah. Even then, she should be so fucking lucky to receive a load in the chops from men of our quality. All right. But anyway, so unrelated, this video, I found another fucking Sonic retard named Tamers 12345, completely separate. And he's got a lot of videos on his channel of like weird animations, and it seems like little mini stories, like little role-playing mini stories that involve Sonic and him. And this video, yeah, I watched kind of deep. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched maybe a couple minutes in, and I know that you're going to want to be a part of this one. Here we go. Sonic Underground.
I hope the Flash animation's so bad.
Ooh, boy. Get ready.
The nice little clip at the top.
Field trip day.
So that's him.
I don't think that one's him.
What's up with Sonic giving Sonic a big fat fucking tit chest?
He made Sonic obese. I'm not sure why. Everyone pair up in groups of two before getting on the bus. That way no one will get lost, says the teacher.
Oh, he's got to choose between his two friends.
So you got Sonic. We'll set the stage for audio only. We got Sonic, the legendary hedgehog character that is so universally loved by half-wits and silly heads. And he's right now he's outside of an elementary school with a bunch of other children, and they're gearing up to go on a field trip. And Sonic has a green hedgehog friend and a red hedgehog.
I think
might
red
be Knuckles.
One's Knuckles. Yeah.
Knuckles, right. And
yuck, we know that.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh.
Sonic's
Where
wearing
did
like
more
a
more hedgehogs show up. Why are more of
I
them
think
showing up?
This one is the guy, I think. The guy who's making the video.
Okay.
So this guy right here is Tamers.
I'm expecting better storytelling from this man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's losing me.
He's like a tan kind of creature with blonde wavy hair. And he's all
the muscles.
He's got some sick musculature. And now Sonic has laid eyes on the look at how muscular he is now. Look at that ass.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. This is where I stopped. So
there
now
like
the school bus just farted. His name's Bartleby, okay? Bartleby is the creator of this video and the central character, it seems like, besides Sonic.
The school bus farted his clothes off.
Yeah, the school bus farted his prep school clothes off, revealing a fucking thick, rippling, muscular body on a child. On a child cartoon with a fox head. And
who's
now
trying to fuck Sonic.
Yes, who seems to have feelings for Sonic, or at least Sonic has feelings for him.
Why would
now,
you be jealous, embarrassed by that bod, dude? You're a little kid with a fucking ripped bod, showing your dick to all the girls.
Oh, poor guy with just the delicious body. Now he's naked in front of everybody.
The exhaust pipe blew off his exhaust.
Yes.
Clothes.
So now all the children are laughing and said, ha 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 ha, everyone look at Bartleby and laugh. He's naked because the exhaust pipe blew off his clothes. He's upset.
Sonic's going to take his clothes off to make him feel more welcome.
Oh my God. He gave,
Sonic. What?
Oh my God. This is hard to describe. This is one where you're going to have to watch the video.
The butt?
Yeah.
It's such a great fucking, that's the worst Sonic body I've ever seen drawn. And it's not that he's bad at drawing. He just wanted it to look dumb.
He wanted that butt to be just like that. So Sonic gave his prep school clothes to Bartleby, whose clothes flew off because of an exhaust pipe, you'll remember. And now Sonic is just bare ass. His ass is like half the size of him as a human. And it is just plump and scrump.
And he's blue.
He's blue, all right.
So him naked's blue then, right?
Yeah, yes.
He's not sitting on the chair. That's bad editing.
Yeah, not good. Oh! Sonic tried to get on the bus, but Knuckles, with his silly ass, tripped Sonic with his silly ass. That's me.
What happened to his ass?
What is happening with that ass?
Can't draw a circle?
Yeah. It's got like a weird tumor. I don't know. The right cheek is not looking good. Bartleby is upset by the bullying.
And very tiny all of a sudden.
Whoa! One more time. That was actual animation.
Yeah. He just smacked Sonic's bare ass.
Knuckles just spanked Sonic, and Bartleby stood up.
My bitch, just because he's gay, you're all disgusting. Sonic's mustache. He had a little shitty mustache.
Bartleby protects Sonic, says, "How dare you bully my bitch just because he's gay. You're all disgusting."
It seems like something we would make.
Where where was it established that Sonic's gay?
I don't know. Just
in this universe.
He's his bitch all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He just fucking bullies Sonic into being his bitch while yelling out that don't bully my bitch.
Sonic can't catch a break in this video. We're 1 minute and 40 seconds in.
Please. You haven't seen past this before? I love the watermarks. Dude, someone is aware. Someone who's making this is aware of what's
making.
It's
they've
got to
be. At this point, there's Shutterstock photos of children on the school bus. And now
all
Knuckles.
Sad.
Knuckles, having been punched for tripping Sonic and molesting him, raping him.
Every single one of you should be fucking ashamed of yourselves. You homophobic pieces of shit. Oh, the subtitles.
Yeah. Good stuff. I'm sorry.
Why
about
are the
that.
Kids getting yelled at and sad? They didn't do shit.
Yeah. There's one dude who spanked Sonic's bare ass. Now Green Sonic is piping up. I'm sorry about that, bro. You know Canucks or Nux. He just loves picking on people. How about you come sit with me and we could play with our Yu-Gi-Oh cards? This is such a weird, specific fantasy. Sonic responds, "Ha. As if, Manic. I'd rather spend this field trip with my boyfriend, Bartleby. He treats me just fine." This is where the field trip is going? A barn?
Out of all your fantasy places? Enough with the books, dude. You're on a field trip.
The teacher says, "Okay, class, put on your overalls and step out of the bus. It's time for the fun to begin." Put on your overalls? Why overalls? I guess they're a farm.
I want to make videos like this. This seems so easy and fun to make.
This is so doable.
Yes.
Dude, this
I have to be somewhat good at drawing, and you can draw these basic things like this.
I can do this in MS Paint. Yeah, for sure. But like with Photoshop. Damn. Yeah, so now they're at the farm, and Bartleby is with overalls. One of the straps is delicately dropped off to the side, revealing most of his body and his ass. Yes. And he's eating an apple seductively while Sonic blushes and holds his crotch. Activity one, picking taters.
What?
This is fucking
this is
next
eat it.
Level garbage. Activity two, blueberry stomping. You know.
Oh,
you ever go into a farm? You've done this, right?
Ow.
But it's blueberries. Who does that for blueberries? Is that
ever... yeah, good point. You're just ruining blueberries.
they're supposed to be grapes. This is grape stomping, but they're doing it for blueberries.
Dude, his ass is out somehow.
Yeah.
What is this?
His full ass. His full ass is peeking out of the left hip. You can see
his body
cheek.
Is so wrong. Why is his dick bulge so large?
Yeah.
Like it's widening his hips.
Yeah. Yeah, it's improbable. And Sonic's got nothing going on. No bulge, nothing. This dude is... It doesn't seem like a Sonic fantasy. It seems like it's just about him. And Sonic is like to be dominated. Sonic's like a cuck.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
He can't outrun his love. That should be the tagline.
Yeah. Not fast enough for my love.
What's up with that?
Don't look at that ass.
Oh, he's gonna do it.
Oh, please
I hope
do.
Put that in there.
Please do it. The asses. This is all about asses. Oh, he's sensitive.
Is he gonna yell at them, beat him up, and say, is it because he's gay?
Holy shit. He even did a choking sound effect. Bartleby, stop it. Leave them alone. They've learned their lesson. You can put them down.
Abbott, obviously. They're about to spit on them.
Consider yourself lucky that my bitch is kind. Don't thank me for saving your life. Thank him.
Is he choking?
His fucking ass again. What'd you say?
Why is the guy choking? He's on the ground choking for some reason.
Yeah, he's still choking. The ass. This is so awesome. Activity 3, eating PB&J sandwiches. This has got to be satirical.
Yes.
All right, I'll
be satirical.
I'll do Bartleby's voice if you want to do Sonic's voice.
I don't know which... Oh, yeah, the yellow would be him.
Yeah, I'll do the... Bitch, I'll be right back. Daddy has to go take a huge shit. Oh, God.
He just shit.
He shit everywhere. Oh, he's going to shit in the grapes? Is this going to be reincorporated? Damn, look at his physique.
Oh, fuck. They're going to eat it.
Look at the blueberries I stomped, Mindy. These will go great on our peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Sandwiches.
Actual turds on their sandwiches.
Oh, hell
this
yeah.
Reminds me of that squirrel show. I don't know if you remember that, where the squirrel dies in brutal ways.
I don't think so.
Fuck, it was from like YouTube days, but it's some squirrel that just dies brutally.
It's kind of like this animation.
It's better animated, but I don't know. It just has the feel of like trying to really gross you out and be weird,
yeah,
but in
editing.
A kid's show.
Yeah. That's so cool. Can I try some of it right now? We're gearing up to have a blueberry shit sandwich is what's happening now.
I'm excited to just see a turd right on top, like where it's obvious.
Yeah.
What
is this music,
Japanese
too?
Shit. That's not a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, she just scooped shit and blueberries into her mouth. Mindy, presumably. And
she looks like
face.
Shrek's wife. She looks like Cameron Diaz in Shrek.
Yeah, kind of. Bartleby, Sonia just told me you pooped in her blueberries. Is this true? I'm so deeply disappointed. The fucking ass. Dude, I'll never get tired of looking at him draw asses.
It wasn't me. It was Sonic.
It wasn't me.
He's
it
just
was
fucking turning on him.
What is this?
I hope he beats him up and calls him a fag or something.
Yeah, that would be the perfect finale. Sonic, I can't believe this. You were always one of my favorite students. You foolish bitch. Sonic, just go sit on the bus. I can't talk to you right now. I like the how you photoshopped the teacher's smile into upset face.
Yeah.
Your field trip is over. You will not be allowed to participate in any more of the day's activities.
Totally feel in this universe. They're doing a good job of making me feel the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, this is, I get it. I
there's probably, because there's a lot, he has a lot of videos on his channel. I bet they're kind of maybe sequential, like establishes, there's a lot of world building going on.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet Sonic's always a little bitch. That's how we should have known he was gay, because in the last episode he fucked a guy or something.
Yeah, true. But teacher, I didn't do it. I was sitting here the whole time.
Is that how Sonic sounds? I guess I don't know how he sounds.
Yeah, I think that was like his voice in the, they had the cartoon, you know, briefly, just like the Super Mario Brothers cartoon. Also, I think I'm going with that voice, but I'm not sure. Bitch, shut up. The teacher told you to go sit on the bus, so go now. Dude, Bartleby's a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Sonic is just constantly losing. Taking L's all day. Oh my god, dude. Is Bartleby cheating on Sonic with a new little boy?
Oh god, that butt.
Sup, bitch. The field trip is over. It sucks that you had to sit her E on the bus all day. The beanbag throwing competition was so fun. Look at this. I made a friendship bracelet for myself. I didn't bother making one for you, though, because there wasn't enough string. Just shitting on Sonic all day. Wow! He just blasts Sonic in the face. You look at me when I'm talking, bitch!
Sonic You're said right, like dude. Two things.
Yeah, you called this. You called that at the end. You're just gonna beat him up and call him a fag. Yeah. Haha, I'm just kidding, bitch. I made you a friendship bracelet, too.
Oh, they did the anime snap.
This is the most toxic relationship I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, Bartleby, thank you so much. This really, truly has been the greatest field trip ever. This has been the greatest. Special Oh, he has Patreons.
Patreon?
Oh, my God. Where is the Patreon? I got to see.
Sonic and his siblings go on a field trip.
He's got sibs. Select the membership level. Sonic Underground fan, big Sonic Underground fan, and ultimate Sonic Underground fan. He's got 29 patrons.
So let's say they all are $3 fans?
Yeah, so like $90 a month for this.
$90 a month, that's something.
Yeah, that's crazy that he has anything.
CL6 levels, click on that.
CL6. Oh, there's what more, oh my god.
For $3,000 a month.
Whoa. Unlock exclusive content experience, the greatness of Sonic Underground, you get access
Nothing
at all. Yeah, he's just giving people the option to give him more money.
Why would you go from 100 to 3,000? I would go like 500 as like the ultimate.
Is there somebody out there in the world retarded enough to give this guy $3,000 a month? Yes, probably.
Yes.
Sup, everyone. I'm Team as Only People 5. I'd like to thank you personally for visiting my Patreon page, and I hope you enjoy your stay.
That's not him. Is this trolling or is he actually that? Because that makes it so much better.
After this video, I can't tell. I thought he might have been trolling before, but now he seems like he could actually be.
He's one of those autistic guys that's like an asshole autistic, and he wants to be a bully because he's been bullied.
Yeah.
He's been bullied into thinking bullies are cool and that he wants to be one. Like, it did the opposite effect. It's like when someone's dad's an alcoholic and they become an alcoholic, and it's like, well, shouldn't you have became against alcohol?
The cycle continues. They're just
hopelessly
caught in the whirlpool of their destructive behavior.
Bullied and raped so hard that he wants to bully and rape himself.
Yeah. I thought you were listing off the name of a video for a second. I'm like, oh, where's that?
Ooh, voice acting demo reel
for
Dark Knight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're in that.
Here I am. I wanted to see what you do, bitch. And you didn't disappoint. You let 5 people die. Then, you let Dent take your place and shit? Even to a guy like me, that's cold. Those mothballs want you gone so things can go back to the way they were, bitch. But I know the truth.
I can't tell. I can't tell if this is
It's That's... amazing if he's actually retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, damn.
Bitch.
I'm going to look at these comments, actually. This has 2,000 views. This guy says, this is actually depressing. I really wish Tamers could have played the roles of both the Jokester and Batman in the old movies. This has actually ruined a lot of the enjoyment of Dark Knight provided me, because now I know it could always be improved.
I want the entirety of Dark Knight, but dubbed with Tamers. See, I've never seen Dark Knight in its entirety, but if it was this way, I probably would watch it. Like, my first time ever watching it would be.
Me too. I've
as long as he does the dialogue dead on, I'm not missing anything.
There's a video about him over here. Tamers 12345, the last true Sonic Underground fan. It's a 23-minute video.
Oh my god.
It's some other guy.
They're like actual movies.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like, yeah, we should revisit this one. Get dive into this at some point, because there's a lot here, I think.
So that's our goal with this. So the last man, we proved without a doubt he's a pedophile.
Yeah. We exposed him.
We won. We're the victor. I think that's winning.
Yeah.
But with this one, I think our goal should be to figure out our judgment if this is real or trolling.
Yes.
Like, little by little, we'll figure out, we'll get to the bottom of this man.
Yeah, this is definitely, there's a deep well here, and we got to get into it. But I got to say, this Rod, Uncle Rod G takes precedence for this episode. So, this I found actually off of the subreddit, deep into YouTube. Rolling in the Hay was the video I found, and it kind of unlocked a little bit of a rabbit hole, and I'll show you what I've got so far, but first, just get a feel for this. This is Uncle Rod DG with his hit original song, Rolling in the Hay.
Oh, God. The colors are so against each other.
Rolling in the hay, won't you come outside and go rolling in the hay with me?
Dude, I love it.
The fucking auto tune is so obnoxious. You hear this all right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Rolling in the hay. Rolling in the hay. Oh god.
God, that auto-tune is so brutal. And just check out that fucking awesome chord progression for the whole song.
Oh.
I forgot that.
An auto-tuned organ harmonica?
Yeah.
What if?
This is the creepiest motherfucker I've ever seen, too.
Oh,
god. Just real quick, his face is like phantasmagorical. He looks like he could be like a 60s Dracula.
Oh, right? Dude, yes.
And but
he looks
just
like the mask, the evil version of the mask guy.
Yeah.
After he put the mask on, but
yeah,
white. Dory.
Yeah, he looks like that, but like feeble and like skinny fat, with just the most narrow shoulders I've ever seen on a human being. Even with like a suit jacket, which should pad out your shoulders, his shoulders almost don't exist.
Weaker, and he's wearing, keep in mind, bright banana orange. Imagine the most banana color you've ever seen. Hat, cowboy hat, with the most purple fucking suit ever.
Yeah, yes.
Those two colors look terrible.
It is a vicious clash, and he's got what I can only describe as a coaster for a bolo tie.
A coaster that has like the bead art in it, like actual shitty plastic bead art.
Yeah, like something you would find at a gift shop in Arizona to put your cup on, but it's on his collar, his shirt collar.
Yes, it's not even like a tie. I don't know what it is. It's not a necklace.
Yeah. So he's got the banana yellow hat and shirt with just the gaudy bright purple suit jacket and an orange pocket square.
Right.
And he's just got this little like 13-year-old baby first guitar that he's playing four chords on, and his voice is like just brutally auto-tuned.
Rolling in the hay.
It's the most auto-tuned I've ever heard a voice be.
But it sounds great. I'll give him that. Of all the music we've heard, it's genuinely going to get stuck
in
my
catchy.
Head.
It's catchy. It's been stuck in my head for a week at least.
Rolling in the hay.
Let's get it.
Literally whatever notes he hit.
Yeah. It's like a synth accordion sound.
Old Tin Lizzie.
Is that like a car, I think? I don't know. The lyrics are also like jammed and forced in. And he doesn't seem like he should be like a country music man. No. Like the sound of his voice, everything about him screams not country.
I don't know what race he is, but people who write country music do not like whatever he may be.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever he possibly is, it's not a country music singer.
Some Croatian, Mexican, Danish combo.
That's a good call. Like Croatian, Mexican, possibly. Like he looks like he might be Latvian. I don't know what a Latvian looks like.
But that's
I don't
what
know.
He is.
I think that's what a Latvian is, though. Seems Latvian. Lara grazing in the shade of lilac trees, rolling in the hay, rolling in the hay. Won't you come outside and go rolling in the hay with me? By the way, rolling in the hay is a euphemism for having sex on a farm.
Yes.
So everyone's clear, just in case anybody didn't pick that up. So, like, if you watch this video, like, in the context of him inviting you to have sex with him, and just look at his eyes and face, it becomes kind of, it goes from, like, funny silly to sinister and kind of unsettling.
There's very few women in the world that would just openly, like, yes, I'll have sex with you.
Yeah, no matter how rich, powerful, and successful he is.
Which he isn't any of those things.
No, absolutely not. It would still be a hard sell. In the hypothetical world where he's the number one country music star on the planet, still a hard sell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't, if this guy's on top of you missionary style, there's nothing to hold on to as far as shoulders go. Your hands will just keep slipping down. There's nothing there.
I'm just saying, sex was just trying to prop themselves up and just keep slipping off his sweaty shoulder, of shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
I'm noticing, too, his name has no E's in it because he's trying to be a hip-hop guy or something.
Rod G.
Uncle Raj? Or is it Uncle Roger?
I didn't even notice that Uncle didn't have an E at the end of it, too. Uncle Raj.
Uncle Raj.
Wow. It sounds like garage when you say it like.
Uncle Raj.
Rolling.
Sounds like something Mario would say. Uncle Raj.
Uncle Raj. Oh, Uncle Raj. Yeah. Damn, look at the fucking the sinister glimmer in his eyes right now.
Yeah. When you said this goes deeper, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Is he also a pedophile? Are we just going to out pedophiles?
I don't know if there's a term for him. But
good thing
see.
We don't have a name for the podcast yet, because it's just going to turn into Outing Pedophiles podcast.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of become. And here we go with this one.
Dude, you can't have two solos in a song.
Sounds like, like if you mixed a synth piano with a kazoo with an accordion, that's what that noise is.
And then ran it through an auto-tuner twice.
Yeah. Little bird in sight is singing in the sky. Every little robin's egg is touching as I sigh. When I see a bird. This is like something you'd find on the dark web.
Oh, yeah. Because like there's some sinister story. They show it to you on like 4chan and they say, just wait, watch this, then I'll tell you the story behind this guy.
Dude,
you find out he killed like his whole family.
Yeah, exactly. You found that the 4chan guy, he found it on the dark web and everybody who watches this video dies in 4 days.
Yeah. Imagine The Ring, the movie The Ring, but this is the video. If someone just edited that.
Yes. Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be such a good edit.
She just puts in the VHS tape and it's all talking. She just puts on Rolling in the Hay.
That's perfect. That's a great idea. Oh, my God. Yeah, I want to do that now.
And just having them terrified.
Yeah, having him
pop out of
crawl
TV
out of the screen. Oh God, with that fucking look on his face, his little silly guitar stepping at you slowly.
Oh God,
disgusting. Are those sideburns or is that like skin cancer on the side of? Like, Something's going on. I don't know what.
That's definitely pockmarks.
Yeah.
But yeah, skin cancer.
Something.
Is it? Never heard someone mistake cypress for skin. I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is the only man in existence where you can actually mix up sideburns and skin cancer. It's fucking, yeah. Latvians, what do you do with them?
He has multiple camera angles. He has three camera angles.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I noticed that too. This is definitely a production for him. It's surprising that he put that much thought into like the camera angles, but none whatsoever into his wardrobe or backdrop. Yes. You'd think maybe a green screen or something. You know, like if the background were as livened up as he is, even by half, it would be something other than just a black curtain.
A disgusting this.
Yeah. This whole nonsense mess. Got that little guitar. Is this real? Can you play music off of that?
Because I thought that first, I thought of that first, thinking like, is that a real guitar? Is he just like mimicking it? Because I was checking his fingers.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's all, I don't know if it's live too, like he's actually dubbing in or if he's just lip syncing.
Yeah. The auto-tune, you know, definitely.
Yeah, well, definitely, but like the main track. If he just recorded this and then did auto-tune later.
Yeah, yeah, it could be.
How many views does this have?
This has
4,000. I mean, it's impressive how you find stuff like this. 4,000 views. We have not seen a video besides Pedophile Johnson. I don't remember his name. The last guy. Yeah,
it's Plasma Master John.
Okay, yes. Raisins McGee.
I like Pedophile Johnson better. That's a better name.
Yeah. But yeah, he had some, but those were the ones that blew up and we didn't really watch those. We were just trying to figure him out.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've watched something with over 10,000 views.
Yeah,
ever.
No.
Keep that in mind, anyone listening, none of these videos have any notoriety.
Yeah.
At all.
Pretty much every single one. And whenever I put the episodes up, I'm going to link all of the videos in the timestamps when we're discussing them.
It's very necessary you watch.
Yes, yes. These are... Yeah, I mean, even if you're just listening to the audio, for your own good, check out some of these videos. We wouldn't put our stamp of approval on something that's going to waste your time.
Yeah.
This is all prime time quality shit that nobody knows about except us and you.
And maybe it should stay that way. Maybe you should stop listening now.
Yeah,
your
maybe
life will be better.
Unsubscribe from this podcast, 1 star on iTunes, if you know it's good for you.
For a reason, these are in the annals. The annals of the internet.
Annals of history. Just fucking...
It just has not ended or started. I don't know what's going on with the
phone. Ooh, a close-up. Did he can in his own audience noise?
Oh.
He did!
Of course he did. It's going to fade out.
Wow. Okay, so that's Uncle Raj rolling in the hay. He's got more videos, but you listen to this one, so you probably get the picture. For
tears in her coffee.
Tears
in
her
coffee. Is that what that song is?
Let's do this quickly. Just a little.
Tears
let's hear the hook.
Tears in her coffee.
Oh boy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. She has tears in her coffee because I think it was a one night stand. So he's talking like tears in her coffee, like the breakfast after she's upset that she had sex with them, I think.
Oh, but what a weird way to say whiskey in her glass and a baby in her womb.
Yeah.
That's the opening line.
He planted his disgusting rancid seed into her silly cunt. And now
Does
she's crying into her coffee.
There's not a baby the moment you come in somebody. Does he realize this? A whiskey in a glass and a child in a womb. She's sitting on the bed in a white pantaloons. A stranger comes in and a stranger goes out. She really
Okay, yeah, yeah. She's got tears in her coffee because she's just another one night. A fucking cowbell. Damn, this is catchy too.
Wow, dude, I dig it. One night stand.
cruising in her car because she's just rolling in the hay. Yeah, rolling I think he sells his album. It's got four tracks on it. Yeah, Uncle
Rod.
How
much does he want? I'm guessing he wants like $17 or some obnoxious amount.
Buy my full songs for download and my four song video DVD at Uncle Rod.
We gotta see prices.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh
yeah, but don't worry about it.
Shit.
I looked up Uncle Rod in the wonderful Google search engine, and I found he has his own Facebook page. All right, so here we go with this now. Basically, his last updates were plugging his movie, Daddy's Thumb. Okay? And I guess this is a part of the soundtrack, this album. Cooking something up. You get it.
Does he have a movie, or is this like he calls it a movie? Because there's people like that that say my movie, and it's just him playing fucking
It's a movie. Guitar. It's a fucking movie. No,
there's a real movie of him acting.
Yes.
What is that?
Oh yeah, real quick. Let's see this. He's got what he
Dude,
puts
he's
up.
So Russian.
He's got old curmudgeon on Star Wars. So he does like a little comedy review, I guess, here on Facebook on Star Wars.
Star Wars sucks. It's a bunch of stick figures running around on a TV tray. George Lucas said he made the movie for 12-year-old boys. Who knew the whole world was a 12-year-old boy?
His mouth is infuriating. It's so elastic and weird and wide. I hate his mouth. But did he dye his eyebrows black for his music video?
Yeah, I think he just got like 10 years older. I think the video is like from 2009. It had to have been, and it's like a re-upload.
I think it was
he's much older looking.
Yeah, yeah, he might be, but I think those videos are not that. Yeah, 2017. So they were uploaded 2017, so maybe he filmed them way before. But this video is also 2017.
Whoa. Go back to Uncle Raj thing. The thing you were just on.
Oh, shit.
Damn it, you closed it.
Yeah, I did. Wait.
It said something, don't forget about the D.
Hold on.
In his description. And I'm like, what is he suggesting?
How D? Listen to my
song. My name slogan is, no E, don't forget the D.
Oh, because it's Uncle Raj. So no E at the end of Uncle. But don't forget the D.
That's a slogan? He doesn't. He also doesn't know what slogan means. No yeah. E, don't forget the D. It's just telling people how to spell your fucking name because you spelt it wrong.
Wait. My name. Well, lyrics. My name slogan is no E, don't forget the D. My songs are country, western country, and western pop, folk, hillbilly, honky tonk, rockabilly? Question mark. I don't know, and I don't care because my mama married a grizzly. Oh wait, he wasn't a grizzly, a bear cat maybe, but not a grizzly. These aren't the lyrics. We listen to the song.
Oh, so this...
He's just writing
he's
this.
He's just saying things. And he could have rhymed with bear. That bothers me. I don't know and I don't care because my mama married a grizzly.
Yeah, oh, fuck, dude. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's infuriating. You got a broken, sensuous, humorous bone. Uncle Raj will put an up in your cheer. So happy you got your head in the clouds. Uncle Raj will put a snake in your rattle. None of this rhymes. It's not even like... What is this?
I think I've said this for... I think this will apply to everyone we've ever watched. He's either having too much of his medication or someone needs to get him
medication.
Not
enough. Yes. I grew up in Montana on a ranch farm, or maybe it was a farm ranch. It was a little of both. We didn't have no longhorns, though. I stole one from a Texan. Nah, he sold it to me, but the deal was a steal. Then a neighbor tried to steal it. I said, watch it, or I'll put my hot Brandon iron to your behind. Well, me and my big yeller hat are going to go riding off into their sunset. Hugs and kisses, Uncle Raj.
What the fuck? Boy,
what the fuck?
I mean, I was really worried that once we watched Pedophile McGee or Raisin Bran, that yeah, we would not have any material, but there's yeah. so many of these fucking people,
it,
man.
It never ends, man. And I gotta, we gotta move along here because there's more to this. It's not just the Star Wars silliness. It goes
well. This is perfect. This will move us into the next episode because we can watch a little bit more, and then it'll save yeah. some to pull us into
yeah.
the next.
So yeah, what I'm talking about has a hard end. Well, not a hard end, but a soft end, because there's definitely more to it, but it's just a matter of having enough money for it. Because I saw this. It is a God damn it, my fucking mouse is being weird. What? Daddy's thumb is not porn. It is a shocking drama for serious movie watchers. No kiddies allowed in age or in mind.
So it might be a porno with this fucking guy?
Daddy's Thumb, a movie that he created, and I found...
And he has to defend that it's not a porn. They're,
I found his homepage, daddysthumb.com.
And it says XXX for adults only. That's porn.
Old curmudgeon Target posters, Daddy Thumb, a full-length motion picture drama... To be a fly on the wall in his son's room is a shocking experience.
What?
For adults only. No one underage or under 18 years of age. All actors, models, and characters are more or over 18 years of age.
I have to see these 18-year-old girls that it's to have yeah. this. It's their lowest point in life. We get to see them at their lowest point. As a stripper gets paid $200 to be in Daddy's Thumb.
I am not convinced there are women in this.
Oh my God, I just read that.
Yeah, so here's what I think. It's a synopsis, I think, of the plot. It says, is this gay incest? A dad does unspeakable things to his adult boy. Believing there's no way out, his son feels trapped in the old school days when the paddle... was a king, and tickle torture was a dirty little secret. It may be that object rape, along with a stick, a little green whip, and a feather duster are the only sex experiences he'll ever encounter. Who really deserves a spanking? Well, dude, JY, who?
And look, that's him. The that beard is, guy. That
It's him, all right. Now,
trailer
for the main event, I present to you, JY, the trailer.
I'm so excited for gay porn.
Here we go. Already. Okay, I just wanted to be sure the space bar pauses it. Yeah.
What is a father to a son?
Was you a bad boy for the week?
This is like a Tim and Eric dream. This is so...
And okay, so the kid, oh my God, I'm losing it. So the person playing his adult son has the same facial features of him. I don't know if it's his actual real son. Doesn't that look like him?
It looks exactly. Like they are. I think it's the same person, but he's got a beard in one shot, and he's clean shaven and black dyed hair in the next. But so, for all I know, it could fucking be some weird shit where he has a twin brother or a son who looks exactly like him.
So
who knows
gay
what goes
sex
out
in, with himself?
You'll see.
It's an old table.
The old table reminded me of your mama.
It looks almost different enough to be another person, but I think it's the same guy playing both roles.
I hope it's not. I hope he's fucking his son, because
oh
that will be
God.
Next level.
Hell
if
yeah.
If he can prove he's fucking his son, we're all in.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
money's coming your way.
I will
buy
them. And by the way, I won't. I'll just let this play out for a little. There's his balls, by the way. There's just his balls coming out from his zipper,
and he's spraying it with dish soap water.
Is that soap water? Yeah.
You can move yourself out pretty soon.
This is somebody's dad. They have to fucking.
Got no. Where to go?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Be a fly. He did a great job of making himself look like two people.
Yeah. If it's two different people, then he did a bang up job. I mean, how could he? How did he even do that? Like, he would have to film all of his stuff with a beard and then be clean shaven and wear a wig because his hairline's not the same here. It's overly complicated. Maybe he does have like a twin brother or a son. I don't know, man. It's a mystery.
This movie looks wonderful.
It's next level. There's a think of fake penis. Stop.
There's no way. Stop. He's not going to just have his penis out the bubble.
True.
He's going to hang himself.
I think so.
Trying to be Whiplash. A fucking drum.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Back it up. Just a second.
What was that? A straw?
Dude, his asshole looks like a pussy, like a really tight pussy. See the
Holy
lips?
Shit.
Right?
Shit.
He's got like
he
some kind of
so
labia.
Stuff in his ass.
Asshole labia. Wow. Like, what's the point of
like,
that even?
You would expect something massive just fucking him in the ass, and he's got a little tiny baby straw.
Yeah. And I think he's wearing like a thong or maybe a strap on dildo. I don't know if it's
jock
underwear.
Strap?
Jock strap, yeah, maybe. And yeah, he's fucking analing himself with what appears to be a straw or some very thin cylindrical object. Really, really going to town too. It's like he's sawing a fucking tree limb. He's going at it. Now he's slapping his dick with a French tickler. I think that's what that's called. So, yeah, he has to have somebody off camera doing this to him. So I just wonder.
Does he, or is his hand just around the side?
And he's ooh.
Cutting it out? He's doing good editing.
Good point, yeah. He could be very well doing that.
We'll see if it keeps zooming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is loving it.
What? That's not a thing. That is jockstrap. But it's not a thing that people...
So fucking crazy nonsense.
This really changes every time I will listen to, you know, once a week his songs. It's going to change the way I think about them.
Right?
It's
kind of soured everything. Yeah. I mean...
He's a psychopath. This guy's a real fucking
he's
psychopath.
He's truly mentally ill. I just want to know what flavor of mental illness he has. And I really, really want to buy this DVD.
Oh, yes. That'll be a great one to just show your friends out there that love these weird movies. Because there's no way they've seen it.
We are the ones who discovered this. No one else has ordered this.
No one ever. Like, you would be the first person to order it.
The only reason I found out about this movie was because I took time out of my day after watching his silly music video to Google his misspelled weird name, find his Facebook page, go to the Facebook page, and then scroll down far enough to find the link to this website. Like,
gay porn. And that's what's so great is, that's what makes this show great is you're doing that. No one else keeps digging, and you dig to the point of no return.
Yeah, we go so far. Once you stare long enough into the abyss, JY, the abyss stares back into you.
This is the fucking most terrifying image right here.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just glad he didn't pause on him tickling his nuts. He paused on him staring at us. I don't know what's more disturbing, though. I'd rather not look him in the eyes.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's move on.
We only got 45 seconds. First of all, I hate gay porn.
Yeah, not a fan.
And I hate this avant-garde, whatever the fuck this shit is. It's like performance art garbage.
I heard just this one chord sucks. Just now, by the way, and I think you're going to be...
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah, this seems like, you're right, it seems like a mentally ill man trying to ape like an indie film, but also gay porn. I think he's doing the gay porn thing too, because probably half because that's what gets him off, but also because he's trying to be like shocking or groundbreaking, you know?
Yeah. I think he's just trying to explain what's going on inside of his head, and this is what came out.
Yeah, true enough.
And that's why it's so psychotic and dumb.
Yes.
Should be called Daddy's Dumb. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, daddy's right, dumb.
Let's get that fucking killer soundtrack.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Rolling in the hay. Oh, just, why'd you zoom it in?
Right, yeah, the resolution. Daddy's Thumb, a full-length motion picture drama.
Full length, that's over an hour and a half.
Yeah, that 6 inches. Songs from the soundtrack, rolling. It's crazy that he fucking made this movie, he directed, he fucking his own ass off.
We have his full name. We have his full name.
Oh, do we?
Dude, we have his full name.
Roger M. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Roger M. Number two. Aggie 2016. Okay. I gotta check that out.
Roger Melvin Aggie obituary.
Oh.
No.
Dude, if he died, there's not gonna be any pictures. He died in 2017. That's, oh my god, dude, that could be him.
The trailer for this was 2016. 2017.
He died in, that guy died in December. 3 years ago. Daddy's, he has the movie trailer here on the web. No way, he has
2017.
Dude.
His newest video is 2017, which was the year it shows this guy died.
He actually has the trailer on YouTube, too. Does he show ass part?
But that means we'll never see it if he died.
Oh, this yeah.
Will be in history forever. Hold on. So go back to his channel. Back to his channel. I want to make sure that's like an order of upload. Is that his newest video?
This is his last video, February 21st, 2000. Oh, wait, yeah. Let's see. Yep. That's his latest one.
He died.
One. Dude.
So go to the bitch. 65. That's sounds about right. He's probably in there. Passed away at his residence.
All right. Let's look up Roger Melvin Aggie then. It says,
see, it says photos and videos
store.
And tribute wall up at the top, the two little tabs. Yeah.
No.
Damn it. No tribute wall.
Oh,
and that's a funeral home, so that's probably actually got more information.
Oh, God, what the fuck is this?
This
why is everything so stupid? Write a memory? You can just write a memory.
How do we go to his wall, though? What's these little tabs? The video, picture, the heart tab. What if it's not the right one? And you just say, the time I watched him jerk off with a fucking French tickler. It was pretty awesome. But it's not the right guy. And so someone's going back to their grandpa's wall to see all the memories on the tribute wall. I can't see what it even says. It's too zoomed out.
Oh.
Damn it.
I said, I love daddy. Oh, I have to. Oh, fuck. I just said, I love the part where he blasted his asshole with a straw.
Go back. Oh, damn. He closed it.
Oh, here.
Because there was a little link thing.
Where?
So see in the top left corner, there's the four tabs or whatever. Pictures, video, heart, what are any of those have?
Oh, okay. Oh, you can upload a picture to the wall.
Oh.
That sucks.
We got to find something. This hurts. Yeah, there's got to be something on the internet. We need proof this man has died.
Yeah. Fuck.
We claim to be detectives, and I wouldn't feel right if we don't detect.
Let's check his Facebook page again, then. Maybe there's something indicating... Like, look.
The last,
upload,
2017.
April 10th, 2017.
He died in December 2017.
Dude, that's got to be him.
Go to his website.
Uncle Raj, broken.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What else was there as links?
Musician,
photos,
band.
Reviews. Is there any comments from people that maybe know him?
I see one like.
No
comments. Dude, this guy fucking died alone after making gay porn with himself.
It's going to burn me. I'm going to have to call that funeral home and ask for more information. Like, I can't just leave. We don't leave like that where it's like, maybe.
We ain't going out like that. And damn, like,
I mean,
look
you
at that.
Waited
By
until
the way,
you saw a certificate in a blurry photo that said someone's full name, looked that up, found out what state he's in, then found out he's a pedophile. We're not going to give up on this guy.
We can't give up. And by the way, his DVD is $50.
I wonder if people have bought it too and it's just never going to get sent because...
Oh, I tried to buy and the product you requested is no longer available. God, that hurts.
What?
Oh my God.
What happens when you type in Daddy's Thumb on eBay? Or not eBay, just Google in general.
Okay, good call. That's a good place to start.
Daddy's dumb. Daddy's dumb. Movie.
He's not even on IMDb. He couldn't pop He's that up before nowhere. He died.
So that no. man's a dead man.
Dude, that there's nothing. This guy's a ghost. You'd think a guy who's putting himself out there and like advertising his fucking soundtrack and his movie and everything, there'd be some more of a paper trail. But it's like he purposefully fucking sucks at self-advertising. He's got a blog. Wait a minute.
Oh, we can find out when he says, yep, the AIDS is finally kicking in.
Oh, this Tumblr may contain sensitive.
He's got a Tumblr?
I don't have a Tumblr.
Fuck.
Do you have
He's
a Tumblr?
Winning in this world, no. I'm not a fucking girl or a fucking lesbian or whatever
Damn
else. Like
photos. It's just photos of the movie. Contact. Oh, Great Falls, Montana. 59405.
Phone number. Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
stop.
Yes.
Stop. I have to call this number.
Yes. Yes, JY.
I'm not going to even pray. I'm just going to ask him, like, are you alive? Hello?
Yeah. I'm going to look Roger? Up. I'm going to look up the address for Moth Productions.
Oh, hold on. Four. I'm not going to say it out loud, but.
Yeah.
You know. People know.
Yeah. You know where to find it if you need it. You got it?
Yeah, I'm just going to see who wants it.
Okay. You see Google Images. How do you do Google Earth?
Satellite view down on the left.
Uh-huh.
The bottom?
Yep.
I can see him being dead and having just a landline that rings forever.
Yeah.
Like it's just still connected somehow. It just...
Yeah. Oh, please go to voicemail at least.
I know. I need to hear him say,
rolling in the hay, rolling in the hay.
Come on. Phones don't just ring anymore. This is so weird. They always go somewhere.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be like disconnected at least if he's dead. But it's just ringing. Maybe it's somebody else has the number.
Oh, wait. I wasn't even looking. This is his place?
Yeah. Right here. He's right next
view,
to a church.
Keep zooming in, and it should just go to Street View. Or if you click on the left, the picture on the left of photos. Down.
Oh, okay.
The actual photo. Then you can drive around the streets. Is that the house? 906?
Yeah, I think that's it.
So that's... We found his house.
We found his house.
Number. Right now he's inside there dead and he's not answering.
Yep. He's gone. Damn.
God. We're in detectives. We're going to get really good at this. The longer we do this, we'll be able to find anything out about anybody. Can we see him in the window jerking off?
Oh my God, that would be awesome. But he's dead, unfortunately. Oh, fuck.
He's been dead for 3 years.
It's crazy. And he has, like, no family. Like, the obituary didn't say survived by anybody.
Just man dies.
Complete loner. Oh, this is like a duplex, too. So this is 908, this is 906. So he lived in half of a shitty house in Montana.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Look at this scuzzy-ass neighborhood.
Look at his neighbor. Yeah, turn around. I just want to see what... I always look at the cars. When I'm on Google Maps, I always look at the cars, and that's how I determine what kind of area it is. Yeah.
God damn. Ugh.
What is that blue one? That car is so fucking rusty on its roof.
Oh, it's like a Caddy, I think.
Oh my God, look at that van.
Oh, yuck, man. What is that? I thought it was like the worst vehicles I've ever seen. I thought it was a decal at first glance, but it's just like I've never seen anything that's dilapidated in
it
that
looks
style.
Like bird shit that they had to scrape off hundreds of times.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done this vehicle thing to see areas for like renting apartments. I've never seen anything even remotely close to how shitty this is.
Yeah.
Why are they blurring out that naked woman?
Yeah. Are they actually blurring out tits right there? That's weird.
Google is smart. Man, those cars are awful.
Yeah.
That was like a 74 Thunderbird. I had a 72 Thunderbird that looked a lot like that blue car. Sadly, I drove a car like that when I was 17.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. God, yeah. This neighborhood is fucking disgusting. This is the nicest lawn of all of them, and it looks like a fucking garage sale.
Beware of dog thing, and a fence around their house so no one gets in.
Yeah. No one wants. Damn, dude. The mystery.
I'm always so interested in old people that live, like old white people that live in the middle of like the ghetto. That's the most interesting people to me.
Like Gran Torino people.
Yep. They're just refuse to move out of the neighborhood.
Yeah. Man. But look at us. We're like living a day in the life of Uncle Rod right now.
We'd go down to ship out his fucking DVDs.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's a great location to be a successful filmmaker.
Yes, if he happened to have been one of those.
Yeah.
if only that was the thing that actually happened.
Well, we got his Gmail. Maybe I'll just pop an email over to him, ask if he's alive, ask if I can get a copy of the DVD. I'm not expecting an answer because I'm almost positive that he's dead. I think we found it right away.
But I just want to see a picture in an obituary. That's all I want. Like, I want to know for sure that's the dead man.
I really wish. Yeah, like, even...
Wait,
like the local paper shit. What's that?
Did the obituary say in Great Falls, Montana? Because then that would for sure answer.
No, it didn't have a location. It just said, but we can look up O'Connor's funeral home.
Yes! Oh my God, we're brilliant.
Connor's
we're the best detectives.
Funeral home. What was it called? Something Montana? Fuck.
Just type Montana. Hopefully it'll just autofill it.
Great Falls,
because it
might
have been in the town near Great Falls or something.
Oh, shit. Autofilled. Great Falls, MT.
And it's the website.
There
it is.
Yep. Great Falls, Montana.
Now just click on that website. I just want to see if it's got the stupid flowers or the stupid look that we were seeing. Oh, can we search? Yeah, the flowers? Wait, just search his name now.
Look up Roger.
This is going to for sure cement it.
Edgy. Roger Melvin Edgy. December 16th, 2017.
In his residence.
That's the page we had. Mystery solved. That's enough for me.
We are just killing it.
We fucking got him.
Although both of these times was us figuring out that a poor little kid had his life ruined by an old pervert, and now we're finding out that a weirdo that plays with his balls in his house died.
Dude,
but
that's so...
mystery solved.
Yeah, we solved that mystery. Whatever it is, we solved it.
And no one else has. There's no way no one's dug this deep ever on this guy.
It makes watching this, now that I have to watch it every few days, it's going to make it so weird, so like bittersweet.
But we're not scared of him anymore, knowing he's not a threat to us.
he can't hurt us like he hurt so many people in the hay.
Yes.
Why isn't this a meme? Great song. I added to my party playlist.
None of these people know he died.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude.
Hey, where can I get your 4-song DVD? Your website link is dead. Other people are trying to buy shit.
Yeah. Well, that was 3 years ago. Somebody actually watched this 3 years ago.
My site provider's upgrading. I was hoping he'd say something about his health or something so we'd know if he was going through something.
No, man. He just he died and left all of these loose ends untied.
Do you think he had a heroin addiction, probably?
Something. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. He's 65 years old, so, like, pretty young for a guy just keeling over dead with no explanation.
Math maybe or something.
This is fun, says Bugganish.
Perfect first date song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, if you want that woman to never fucking come around again.
Oh my
god. Especially if you show her the video too, like, babe, I got a song to show you. And she's like, first of all, it's a first date, stop calling me babe.
Yeah. My thoughts feel devoid of any discernible meaning to justly put into words. That's a good comment.
That's a huge comment.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, all these people, they all love him and they all want more. They're clamoring for more. And he's dead, dude. He's gone forever. You can't do anything.
Four songs is all you'll ever get from this man.
Yeah.
Oh, and porn trailer. There's someone out there that did order it, though, and owns it and doesn't realize they have a thing that's...
Oh, my God,
we would pay
dude.
Probably $50 for right now.
Like,
and I've only known him for 20 minutes.
I would pay $100 now. Knowing now that he's dead and gone forever and I can't just get that DVD, because I was very strongly considering buying it because I knew it was $50. I saw it on the website and I had very strongly considered it, but I can't. It's gone now. Now I want it so much more. Fuck.
I'm just glad he at least had the forethought to put up a trailer.
Yes.
So we get something.
His work in some regard will always live on.
It'll probably become even more legendary because of that. If it would have been a full-length thing, I think it would have been boring after a while.
Yeah, maybe.
The trailer, it becomes more legendary.
Yeah, it's like Kurt Cobain. He dies with all this mystique and mystery surrounding him. And for that reason, he's all the more intriguing, fascinating.
This man is just as big as Kurt Cobain. I agree.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Roger M. Adgy, also known as Uncle Raj, he's rolling in the hay in heaven now. God bless and rest in peace, you lovely, beautiful man. Mystery solved. Another fucking mystery solved.
Rolling in the hay. I want you come outside and go rolling in the hay with me. Rolling in the hay. Rolling in the hay. I want you come outside and go rolling in the hay with me.
That's just a small mini mystery. I can't believe we actually dug and found that. Fucking tying the threads from O'Connor's funeral home. That was the only thing we had to go off of.
We're just solving stuff. We're actually going to get good at detective work.
Yeah.